Welcome to the deep dive. You want the quick expert rundown, and that's what we do.
That's the plan.
So today, we're looking into what security pros recommend, specifically around stun gun and pepper spray combinations, you know, for personal safety.
Right. It's about getting a handle on what those in the know think about these non-lethal options.
Exactly. Think of this as, well, a shortcut to their key advice on these combo tools. We're basically extracting the core insights.
And what jumps out pretty quickly from the expert opinions is this focus on having options ready to go.
Options, meaning?
Meaning tools that give you maybe more than one way to handle a threat. Because let's face it, a stun gun might work in one situation, pepper spray in another. They aren't always universally effective on their own.
Okay, so when the experts talk combos, are they thinking carry two separate things? Or those devices that, you know, put both into one unit?
Yeah, good question. The trend in recommendations seems to lean pretty heavily towards those integrated devices.
The all-in-one type.
Exactly. And the big reason highlighted is convenience. I mean, picture a high-stress moment.
Right.
Reaching for one thing instead of trying to juggle two. Or decide which one to grab. It just simplifies the reaction. Less fumbling.
That makes a lot of sense. Reduces hesitation, maybe?
Could do, yeah.
Yeah.
So what are the main benefits the experts are really pointing to with these combo tools? What stands out?
Well, a big one they talk about is this idea of layered defense.
Layered defense. Explain that a bit.
Sure. Think of it like this. Maybe the pepper spray doesn't fully stop someone.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps they're highly intoxicated or just resistant to it for some reason.
Okay. Having that stun gun capability immediately available, like right there in the same hand, it gives you a second option, a follow-up.
Ah, I see. So it's about increasing your chances of being able to disengage safely.
Precisely. It's having a plan B built right into plan A, essentially.
Okay, now this is interesting. Do the experts, maybe not specific brands, but do they point to certain features you should look for in these combo devices?
Oh, absolutely. For the stun gun part, they often mention needing, well, sufficient power, enough electrical punch to actually cause temporary muscle incapacitation.
So more than just a startling buzz.
Right. They don't usually list exact voltages. It's more about the effect. Can it realistically disrupt muscle control for a moment?
Got it. And for the pepper spray component?
Key things there are decent spray range. You want distance, right?
Yeah.
And a strong enough OC concentration. That's the active ingredient.
Right, your potency.
Yeah. How far can it reach effectively and how intense is the irritant? They also stress ease of use, you know, and making sure it's designed securely so you don't accidentally spray or zap yourself.
Which would definitely be bad. So it's not just having both, but having reliable versions of both packed together.
Exactly. Quality in both functions.
Now, thinking practically, are there downsides? Anything the security experts warn about with these combo units?
That's definitely something to consider. One potential issue is practice. You really need to practice with a dual function device.
More so than a single function one.
Potentially, yeah. You need to be comfortable switching between, say, the spray trigger and the stun activation, maybe quickly, under pressure. It takes some getting used to.
The muscle memory.
Like any tool, really.
Right. And also just the physical aspect. A combo unit might be a bit bigger or heavier than just carrying spray or a stun gun alone. So how comfortably does it fit for everyday carry? That's a personal thing.
Okay, so there's a trade-off. Convenience versus maybe needing more practice and potentially the size factor. How does this fit into the bigger picture of personal safety strategy, according to the experts?
Well, they're always very clear on this.
Mm-hmm.
These tools are just one part of the equation. They're not magic wands.
Right, like situational awareness.
Exactly. Situational awareness, avoiding dangerous situations if possible, knowing how to de-escalate. Those are always your first lines of defense. The combo tool is more of a backup, a last resort if those other things fail or aren't possible.
So the experts aren't saying, get this and you're totally safe. Definitely not. It's about adding a potentially valuable layer to your overall preparedness, giving you more options if you do face a threat.
Okay. It offers versatility, maybe.
That's a good way to put it. Versatility that a single item might not have. It potentially gives you a better chance to create an opportunity to escape.
Okay, so boiling it down then, the core takeaway from the experts seems to be that these combo products, stun gun and pepper spray, are recommended because they're convenient and offer that layered defense potential. More options in a bad spot.
That really captures the gist of it, yeah. They
Mm-hmm.
give you a way to potentially deter and temporarily incapacitate, which could create that crucial window to get away.
Right, that window of opportunity. Which brings us to our final thought. Beyond these specific tools, these combo devices, what other factors might someone want to consider when thinking about their own personal safety and preparedness strategy? It's bigger than just the gear, isn't it?
Absolutely, it's a whole mindset.
Something to think about. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.